there are already signs that the newly elected right-wing Israeli government is beginning to crack down on left-wing and dissident thinking. Israeli Education Minister Yoav Gallant this week made a controversial decision to suspend the delivery of the prestigious Israel Prize to left-wing academic Dr. Oded Goldreich. The prize is Israel's highest cultural honour, awarded to Israeli citizens who've displayed excellence in their fields or have contributed strongly to Israeli culture. Dr. Goldreich had recently signed a petition by lobby group Boycott Divestment Sanctions. The BDS movement works to end international support for Israel's oppression of Palestinians. Dr. Eyal Meroz from the University of Sydney is a former Israeli Defence Force captain. He told The Wire's Spencer Fulgrave that the government does not have a say in the matter and that the education minister is overreaching by denying Mr. Goldreich the prize.
The regulations for awarding the prize are not allowing government officials to overrule the committee, and this is what had happened, at least for now, in this case, because the education minister was a right-wing Likud member, overrode the committee's decision to award the prize. So there is a tendency by the government to try and overreach, and we see it in this case.
The open letter Dr. Goldreich signed concerned the government's support of the Ariel Institute, which is located in the West Bank. What does that institute do, and why do people not support it?
It's called the Ariel University. It started as a kind of a college or an academy, but because it is situated in the occupied territories in the West Bank, and it is strictly for Jews, then there's a lot of objection. There has been a lot of objection to its very existence, besides some concerns about the quality of teaching there. The heads of the university, of the Israel research universities, have been objecting for many years to admitting this Ariel University into their ranks. And just this week, there was a message or a news article suggesting that they might, after 10 years of struggle, might give up because the government, again, a right-wing government, has been pushing very hard to eliminate any distinction between this Ariel University and the rest of Israel's higher education sector.
Im Terzu, a Zionist watchdog in Israel, raised its concern over Dr. Goldreich's signing of the petition, bringing attention to the matter, which raised it before the government. Is this BDS group that was responsible for the petition that Dr. Goldreich has been linked to? It's been claimed that the group is anti-Semitic, and it's been claimed by multiple bodies, such as the German government, in the past. Is there any truth to that?
I mean, the debate is obviously ongoing. There's certainly the BDS is a non-violent means of struggle against illegitimate and illegal occupation. So whether or not, and I think from my perspective, the answer would be yes, whether or not some anti-Semitic elements have hitched their, you know, the wagon to the BDS, there's various views on that. I think that they have. It doesn't, detract from the fact that the BDS is a legitimate way of trying to struggle against the illegal occupation. But this is a political struggle. What we see now is kind of McCarthyism in its worst, kind of infiltrating into Israel's political system, and that's really worrying.
So this is more of a political show of force than it is anything to do with the award itself?
Well, Professor Goldreich is arguing that he's against the BDS. What he supported was a boycott of specifically of the Ariel University, because its existence in the occupied territory legitimizes the settlement project. And hundreds of academia people from Israel have signed the same petition, calling on the German government not to fund that institute. The argument was that he may have gone beyond that, and he may have breached a so-called boycott law in Israel that is trying to fight the BDS. So the High Court in Israel, in this case, according to many experts, has overreached by allowing the education minister 1 month to investigate whether Goldreich had, breached that law. And that is against the regulation of the Israel Prize. So a lot of people are really concerned, even in relation to the High Court's decision.
Is there much of a chance at all that Dr. Goldreich will be formally recognized for the prize?
There is a possibility that after the month allowed for the minister to investigate, he will be given that prize. But certainly it will be a lot less consequential, important, it will be done, you know, behind closed doors or whatever. And seven of the eight heads of Israel's university have already objected to the move. Five of the eight recipients of the Israel Prize this year have protested against the move. So there is a widespread condemnation. So even if he does end up getting the prize, it will be quite a humiliation to, you know, to freedom of speech in Israel and to academic freedom.
Is there any danger of this becoming precedent for this prize?
There's no doubt that the whole politicization of the prize has undermined the prestige of the prize and the trust of many in the prize. But whether or not this will lead to further conflicts and challenges of the same kind, I cannot say. As long as the committee of the prize is judging based on strictly academic merits, then hopefully this will not occur. But who knows? The tendency and the trajectory is quite against freedom of speech and academic freedom in Israel at the moment, unfortunately.
Dr. Eyal Maroz, senior lecturer for the Department of Peace and Conflict Studies at the University of Sydney, speaking to The Wire's Spencer Forgrabe.